This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the new leatherback.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Hey, Gary, you can't start a new episode while I'm still laughing from the stinger of the previous one.
I just wanted to get excited. I was excited to talk about these good boys and girls.
Oh, leatherbacks are so good.
Like, this isn't actually that different than regular leatherbacks, but leatherbacks are real cool.
Oh, of course.
You know, so like that, I'm just into this giant like sea turtle.
Yeah.
You know,
this giant soft shelled sea turtle. Oh. I mean, like when we say giant, like the size comparison is actually fucking nuts. I don't know that there exists a turtle that big.
Oh, I think there are turtles this big in real life. I feel like I've seen pictures of turtles that are quite, this is like, we say big, like big, this is about as big as like maybe three people.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like laying like in a bed, you know, in Charlie Bucket's grandparents' house or something.
Right. Right. I'm looking at this. I didn't realize that actual leatherback turtles got that big, but like I'm seeing it and yeah.
Yeah. They're big. Like they're real big boys. 'Cause you can ride them. You can like grip onto their shell and surf around on them like a Mario Galaxy mini game.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the big difference, the thing that happened when they are awakened, there's two special, when I said they're not that different, the differences are actually pretty big. One is that the world is crawling with them because they guard their young.
Right.
So the infant mortality is very young or very low,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty, like, that's pretty spooky, right? Like you go to the beach and there's all these baby ones. You're like, oh, that's cute. And then there's one of these guys just like walks up and fucking whomps you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like the problem is, you know, think about how few humans there would be if every time we gave birth, it was just a seagull buffet.
Yeah. 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 Like, that would be, pretty dark.
Yeah.
As an idea, you know, you just take all the young, put them out onto like a planter on the deck and then just whatever the seagulls don't take, I'll raise as my own.
Well, I mean, obviously you don't want to waste your time on some weaklings. So.
That's just true. Like, or especially one that's going to be just like straight up seagull bait.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, 'cause they're going to have a rough time as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be trying to put on suntan lotion. The seagull is going to keep pulling down their diaper.
Yeah.
You know? But the biggest thing here is these things psychically make you want to drown yourself.
I love this so much. Yeah. And I was about to say, they're not that different. What do you know about leatherbacks that I don't? But then I realized quickly, you know way more about leatherbacks than I do. So yeah, I could have believed you.
They psychically make you want to drown yourself.
Yeah. They have a power called engulf that just compels you as like, if they perceive you as a threat to either themselves or their youngs, like, okay, well go jump in a lake. No, really do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they, it's even people in the world call it engulf.
Yeah.
The first thing, it's like they you know, they made the text of the thing just says they make you want to drown yourself. But then the first person in Shadow Talk is like, you're slotting me engulf, which makes me think that like all these things, like these are actually terms within the world. Like, right. You're kidding me. This thing has enhanced physical attributes, parentheses, strength once per day.
What?
For essence times three for 2d6 turns. You know, like it's very weird that the people call it engulf is what right. It is when something psychically makes you want to drown yourself.
Yeah, the categorization has gone way too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, that's
pretty bonkers.
But NAF describes like, oh, like one time I was working on a ship, then just out of nowhere, the entire like half the crew just decides to jump overboard. That's badass. And I love that it's just a suggestion. That's just a turtle reaching into your noggin and saying, I don't know, maybe you want to try it.
Yeah. Like maybe you want to walk into the ocean.
Man, it's hot out today. Wow, I can take a dip.
the turtle just reaches into your head and plays Toad the Wet Sprocket's 1994 opus, Walk on the Ocean.
Yeah.
Step on the stone. Flesh becomes water. Wood becomes bone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to go through my head because Toad the Wet Sprocket had so many hits that I couldn't remember which one that was.
I mean, you're making a joke, but they also had Fall Down, Nancy.
It's not like I have anything against Toad the Wet Sprocket, but that is definitely like a real the Toadies situation.
Oh yeah, they're like the Toadies, but good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll make somebody very specific mad. Like there's one person who's like, no, as above, so below is so fucking good.
Wait a minute,
like, really, really pissed. Possum Kingdom is an opus.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.